The most efficient distribution of practice or study sessions varies with the kind of material being learned. Each person has to find the best distribution of practice that fits him and his task. Follow these two guides in spacing your learning periods. 1. Each practice should be long enough to warm you up and to allow the peak of your present skill to be reached. 2. It should be halted when fatigue, boredom, error, or slowness appear. Learning is more efficient when it is fun, less efficient when it is drudgery. Practice periods can safely be made longer if the learner is excited about learning. Learning is often more effective in a group, since individual progress then requires some features of a game or contest. The clever teacher or expert job trainer has the knack of arousing the learner's interest to the point of actual excitement. The ambitious individual often lets his ambition provide the excitement. Keeping score on oneself gives some of this game spirit to the single learner. People usually master a sport such as golf or bowling quickly, largely because they naturally keep tabs on how they're doing. Scorekeeping is easy for some kinds of learning, such as typing speed. These scores can be charted week after week to show one's learning curve or rate of progress in mastering the subject. As for language learning, this may seem more difficult to keep a record, but there are still ways to find an indication of your progress. The expanded vocabulary, as well as the improved reading speed and accuracy, will be a record that can encourage you to get over the boredom.